Chapter 1. Come on, you two, it's 7:30. Natasha Smart's daughters scampered across the landing. They giggled as she patted their bottoms. The girls climbed under their duvets. Mummy, said Geraldine, the eldest, as she flopped her head deep into the pillow. I miss Daddy. When can we see him? I'm not sure, sweetie. Daddy's poorly. When he's better, you can see him. Does he still love us, Mummy? Of course he does, sweetie. Why do you ask that? Geraldine's brow furrowed. Because I saw him. He didn't look poorly. Where? As soon as she said it, Natasha wished she hadn't sounded so alarmed. Geraldine studied her mother's face with the intuition of youth. At school, playtime. Geraldine's words became a whisper, sensing the importance of her secret. He talked to me through the fence. What did he say? Her mother whispered back. She thought for a moment. I can't remember. I think it was about God. Natasha was still taking this in when she heard something being knocked over outside. The wheelie bin. She got up and looked out of the window, onto the lane below. Too dark to make anything out. She cursed the lack of streetlights. Since she'd separated from Tim, the house had lost its appeal. Once their dream home, the Cheshire farmhouse with its own land, had become a frightening and isolated prison. She finished tucking the girls in, kissed their foreheads, and made her way downstairs. Another clattering sound, this time from the back of the house. Natasha's heart was pounding. She tiptoed through the kitchen to the back door and peered through the glass into the darkness. Nothing. She unlocked the door, opened it slowly, then stood on the step, illuminated by the kitchen light. Tim, is that you? The stillness of the countryside filled her with anxiety. But if you're trying to scare me, it isn't working. Go home or I'll call the police. After a few seconds, she...